When Simin Shinta Zion, in the middle of Sif Tes, we had learned that a parosh is a type of a louse, that one is not permitted to trap it unless it is on his skin and it is biting him, and one is not permitted to kill it. And also, he shouldn't squeeze it, because by squeezing it, he might come to kill it. But if it is on his skin and it's biting him, he's permitted to take it off and throw it away. That is a louse that is called parosh, which is dark, and it springs, it jumps. And that is these halachas which apply by a parosh. Aval kina, a kina is a white louse. Muta lahoga, one is permitted to kill it. One is permitted to kill it. And here the Mishnah Berurah says, b'chol makim shemoitza, bein al besoroi ay al begodov derech mikrem. There is no issa to this kina. There's no issa to kill. There's no issa to trap. And this is muto. Lahogro hatam keniska lael. And we learned before that the creation of the kina comes from the Zeya of the person, and it doesn't have a heshivis of a malchai. There's no issa of netilas neshamim. There's no issa of seido. One is permitted to trap it, and one is permitted to kill it. Agavucha, I just saw today. You mentioned it yesterday, but I saw today in. And perhaps it makes a lot of sense that all, which is not the way it will, we will learn in Shulchan Aruch, that bizmaneinu, the lice that are found in the hair of a person or on the head of a person, bizmaneinu, these are not the white lice, these are the parosh. So we have here different halachas that. The osa lahogam, and the whole heter of tzeda is only muta if it is on the person, then the person is permitted to take it off. So it seems the kinim, which were very relevant by Chazal, by osa not to shriach, these white kinim. Al kaponim, that's the Avon Shulchan Aruch. It speaks about the white kina is muta lahogo.
Remember, like a fruit fly.
That's a real fly. That's what we'll talk about that soon. We'll see in a minute. Vamafale begodov mikinim lo yahargeim. Now, we're talking, we just said, we had a heter that a kina is muta to. A kina is mutter to kill. A parish is not mutter to kill. Fine. Ramathala begodov mikinim. If a person's clothing is infested with kinim. So theoretically, he wants to put on this beggin for Shabbos and Shabbos. So theoretically, he could take out all these kinim and kill them. But lo yahargeim, he's not permitted to kill them. Ela meilalon biyodei v'zarkon. And the reason of this halacha we'll see more clearly in Mishnah Berurah, because in the begodim sometimes there could be parushim also. So if he's going to go on a death chase, he's going to kill all the kinim, he might come And there, sometimes there are parushim on his beged also, and he might, and during the swing of the course of killing the kinim, he might kill parushim also, which is a chilul Shabbos deraisa. So therefore, since in begodim one can find parushim also, there are nimtza bibgodim, so chazal v'goyzer, one is not permitted to kill the kinim in the begodim, ela moilalon biyodo is allowed to squeeze them v'zerkom. But if a person is cleaning out his hair from kinim, mutulahogom. So this is very interesting. So bizman chazal, there were, and the roish and the seyo, there was, there weren't parushim, there were only kinim. Again, we said bizman hazeh, it seems the opposite. Many priests can say bizman hazeh, the zicher parushim in the hair, simameila, so this halacha does not apply. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The mosim shehaviyosam min haglolim o min haperis shehivishu o chiyotze bohem. Now we had learned the yesterday we had learned the difference between kinim and parushim is where they originate from. Kinim originate from the zeyas ha'odom, and this does not have a cheshivas. The creature that is created from this zeyam does not have a cheshivas of a beryem, and therefore it is mutter to kill them. A parush originates from Ofo, and it, so the chiyus that it has is called the choshev chiyus, and there's an iser of netilas neshamet. Now we're going to talk about insects that originate from a third source, not zeya, not Ofo. Insects of Yosem in Haglolim from Tsoya min Haperos Shehiv Ishu Uchiyotze Ibohen. That means we have Peros that rotted, got spoiled, and that is a cause of the Mosim of insects coming out of that. Kigoyim teiloyim shel boso va teiloyim shebesei hakitnius. This means food that had rotten, that was rotten. So this is in between a kina and a parish. That means it has some chiyus, but not the amount of chiyus that creates a chiyuv of the tilus neshama. So the halacha is a hirgon poto. That means if one kills these insects, is poto. Va'asa midarabona. But this is asa midarabona. So these insects are in between. A parish is chayim min ha-toyre. And this is also min ha-rabbono. Avol lemosim shem porim berovim misochen ekeve oi shaviyoson min ha-ofo kamei ha-paroishim ha-er gem chayiv. So we have here these three dargis of chayiv, potar, avolosor, and mutar. V'davke, that's what he said, that peiris that come from a teloim that originate from peiris, there's only an iso midarabonon, that is dafke, v'dafke teloim shenis avu min ha-peiris acher shenitlishu, after they were cut off, and the Miralochi explains, and after they became rotten. So, if the The ipush of the peiri, that what the peiri rotted and got spoiled, that brought it, and that only comes about normally after it was nitlash, it was cut off from the tree. So those toiloim is only an issa the rabbanon to kill them. Avol oison hagdelim ba peiris b'mechubo. But those toiloim which grow together with the fruit, when the fruit is still on the tree, and this does not come about through the ipush of the peiri, that the peiri got rotten, this grows together with the fruit. Yesh behem isa diaraisa lahogam. This is called netilas neshama de mikri sheretz komo. Of the bir haloche berarti daptur mi peiris tlushim. That what he said, that if it's tolush apke shenis haba acher shenis apshu. That means a worm that grew in the peiri while it was on the al-da'eit, that worm, there's a dinatilus neshama min ha-toyre. You take off the peiri, there's still a dinatilus neshama min ha-toyre on that worm. Only a worm that came about through the ipush of the peiri, that worm is an issa d'rabbono. So we had learned so far that a parish one is not allowed to kill, a kino one is permitted to kill, that if a person wants to rid his begodim of kinim, so he's permitted to do this on Shabbos, but lo yahargein, he shouldn't kill the kinim. The kivin shemetsuyim shom paroishim. Since in the begodim one could also find paroishim, gazrinin, and if he's going to go on a nest chase, he's going to kill all the insects which are attached to his beged, gazrinin shemiyari gam kem paroishim. So therefore, Chazal made a gzeire that you're not allowed to kill them. You're allowed to take them off. You're allowed to squeeze them. But you're not allowed to kill them. Gzeire, he might come to kill a parish. But to take a kino that is on a beged and to throw it into water is permissible. We'll see why in a minute. Dariga gufo eina elegzeira v'legozru boze. Bamisin, I'm allowed to kill Akina. Akina that's on a beged, theoretically, I'm allowed to kill it. Now, Chazal asked to kill it, he might come and kill a parish, but if he makes a shinui, that he won't kill it for hedya, I'll throw it into water, so he'll start thinking twice, why am I killing this kine, not the hedya, I'm throwing it into water, why am I doing this? So ring a bell, because I have to be careful, because on this beggar there's other insects, there's parushim also, some emele. So that is why that is why I'm killing it after such an item. So the machzis hashekel is mavair this halacha. When you throw it into water, you're going to kill it also. But they permitted to kill a kino when you're mefala the begodim, you're ridding the begodim of kinim. So even though they asked to kill it behedya, that was a gzeire, he might come and kill a parish. But if we are magbal on him, he can only kill it in a certain way. by throwing into water. So then they weren't geyser, they were soymech, that this alone will remind the person that it's Shabbos and you can't, it's not kosher to kill every insect. So this will, so then they didn't make the geyser, that they weren't afraid to throw a parish also into the water. You remember that it's mutal to do the shine, it'll be mutal. Avo be parishim. But if Itaka sees a parish on the bag, in the yesh, behen shash te reise, or se gambozet, then he's not allowed to throw it into water. Duke my erige mamish. This is mamish like killing it. But the head of to throw kinim into water is, by throw kinim into water, they weren't geyser kinim oto parashim. We'll come back to this thing soon, but let's just finish the Mishnah Berurah. Vayikar odom akinim me'oireish shu'olim chedoyme. A person has foxtails, foxskins, and it's in his strimal or in his, this is like on his coat, he has the collar, a fox collar, which is very nice, and he looks at this collar and strimal and he sees there are crawling things on the strimal. So Be'etzem is Azai. Be'etzem, theoretically, we should say, Kinim, Kinim be allowed to kill, so he, theoretically, he would be allowed to take his Shreimel and observe it and see all the crawling Kinim that are there and take them out and kill them. We don't find that they're Parushim in the fur of foxes. But there's another problem. These kinim are very, when they get onto something, they stick to it very strongly. So when he's going to pull out the kinim, the hair also might pull out. No, so what if he pulls out the hair? If he pulls out the hair, he's a Mechalo Shabbos, because there's an Issa of Goydeis. To pull out a hair from a dead animal, even though it's dead already, there's an Issa de Raisa of Goydeis. You're not allowed to pull out a hair from a dead animal. So that's what he says over here. Lo yikach odom hakinim me'oirosh shu'olim uchedoymen. This is from the furs of foxes, etc. Mishum shuhu minatek min hatzema. Because most probably when he'll pull out the kinim, it'll take out some hairs also. And there's an issa the raisa of grazes. So this is also. That's right. And it's a psikresha. That means because even though he's not mechaven to take out the hair, but since the kina is very strongly attached to the hair, so you pull out the kina, it's very possible, the substitution, that hairs will come out also. Let's just finish the Mishnah Berurah on this sieve. Avol ha-mefala roishoi muto lohogom b'boroish eine motzi paroishim loishayich ligzer bishvilom. We don't have to be geyser because of a parish on the Rosh, and we mentioned before that bismaneinu, the zikha, not like this, the zikha on the Rosh and on the seyor paroshim. Because of a taz dudim b'mafalal b'sori gam kemutul hogim, d'shom gam keneni mosi shechapis acha paroshim, legoso behem ki'im b'mafalal es b'godol. Now, in the issue, he brings down a few pertinent halachas. Uh, Now, we had learned that a person is permitted to be mesale begodov in Shabbos. That means he is a beged that is infested with lice. So in Shabbos, he's permitted to take out the lice, not permitted to kill them, only with a shinui, but he's permitted to take them out. So there are a few shilas on this etzem anhoge. One shaila is, it's muktzeh. I mean, I have a beged, I want to wear the beged, so I take out the lice. So lechayre, these live lice are muktzeh. So he brings from a prima godim that since they are mos, that there's a din of a gerev shalrei, if you have something mos in the house, you're permitted to take it out. So they are mos, especially mos if on the beged he's wearing and he wants to wear the beged, so there's a heta of tutu muktzeh. That is on the muktzeh de kishayla. There's a second shayla of tzeda. He's trapping them. He takes them. He's not killing, he's trapping them. So there are different mahalchim, but one mahalach, like this, and he brings from an Abnei Nezer and a Keren Oirim, that a kino that is mutter to kill, you're permitted to trap also. There's no issue. Seder Rabbi Yashim also says this. So we took care of two issurim. One is we took care of the issa of muktzeh. A second issa we took care of the issa of seder. There's no problem with seder. And now there's a third issa of boira. L'chayre, he's boira, he's taking out some psalos. He has a beged full of lice, and he's taking out the psalos. If this would be a piece of fish and he take out the bones, and this would be a bird of the ice, he's taking psalos mitoichoichol. And here he's taking out all the lice, and no one bats an eyelash about this. So he brings a very interesting sora from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rabbi Yashiv. That's something that gets dirty very often, and one cleans it keseda, so that for some reason it doesn't fall into the issa of boire. It's called nikui. That's how I'm just cleaning it. You keseda clean it. It doesn't fall into the ghetto of Boida. Rabbi Yashim says if a person in his beard fell in Macholim, and the beard is permitted to take them out in Shabbos, this is a dover that's Zogli, Slachle, and you clean it out. Somehow this is not called Boida. This is called Nikoi, and it is Mutta. According we see here, called the Halach is that it is Mutta. Now, we had mentioned before we learned halacha that if a person is cleaning out his beged from lice, so we said he's not allowed to kill them, but if he kills them with a shini by throwing them into water, so killing them is mutter, and holding was also gzeira with a shinui, the one geyser that remember not to kill parushim. But we'll talk about a different type of a shaila, which could be noigeya. There's a tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchok, a person. He phrases the shaila as follows. There was a bathroom, and the person left the window open. He didn't have a screen. And it was at night, Leil Shabbos, and the insects were attracted by the lights, and he came into the bathroom. That's a halbet sauce in the bathroom. But now, somehow, they got into the toilet bowl. And they're creeping or walking around and finished. Now the shaila is, as a person permitted to flush the toilet, which is called an eretz to shaila. That means he does, he has nothing against these flies and insects. He's flushing the toilet off, cover the breeze, but there's a secretion that he's going to kill all these insects over here. And here we're talking about, we're not talking about killing, we're talking about insects that there's a Phanisa, the rice of Natilus Neshome, by these insects is a Natilus Neshome. No, it's a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, he doesn't need to kill them. It's a Psikreisha, the Lei Nichole, it's gonna, we're going to whittle it down to a Darabonon, but, that's the best that we can do. What? Could be that would be also a stipulate. Now, so he Lemaisa, it's very interesting. The Minchas Yitzchak in the tshuva, he wanted to be matar. He said he's a misasek. He has a different intent in Gamsen. The intent is not his. Nothing personal against the insects. It's he wants to flush the toilet. That's what he wants to do. They put themselves there. What should he do? And there's a shayla of cover the bris. I mean, he can't. He has to flush the toilet. So he said he would be matter if another Adam. He didn't want to take it on his shoulders. If another Adam Gadol would be matter. So later he found Goyen Rav Shmuel Bozna was also matter. Rav Shmuel Bozna is mitzadid something else also. He's mitzadid that we have to realize, perhaps there's different types of toilets nowadays, but let us just speak about when one flushes the toilet, so there's water in the tank, and the water comes out. Now, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if one has, let's say, there's a dam, this holding back, this dam is holding back a body of water. And there's something that let's say there's an opening in the wall of the dam and it's closed. There's something that's closing it. I'll take out this thing that is preventing the water to go through and the water will shoot through. So the halacha is as follows. The koyach rishon of water, that means the first blast of water that gushes through this opening, that means there was something that was holding it back. I took that away, so the first koyach rishon that comes out is considered my mice. It's considered I did it. If there's a person that was tied up here and this gush of water killed him, he's a retzeiach. That's called my maisa. That's called I did it. The kayachishin is called my maisa. The water that flows later, and now you have an opening, so water is flowing, is not called my maisa already. Now, when the kayachishin ends or when the kayachishin starts, is one has to know. But I'll upon him, there's a difference between the Koyach Rishin and the Koyach Sheini. So Shmuel Bozna says something very interesting. When one flushes the toilet, so the first blast of water that comes through is called he did it. But later the water is running from the tank through the opening. That's not my mice, that's a grom already. So could be it is he wants to be mitzadid, that's not a psikreisha that I'm going to kill. That means what's not muchach that the first blast will kill the insects that are.
You have to find if you really want to get the blast. You have like there. I think there are two phases of when you think about the toilet flushes. You have the extra water, and then you see the water kind of starts to swirl and go down.
Yeah, well, now when it swirls, the zikha koyach sheni, if there's no chlai there, that means, so it hits something else, and now the swirling zikha koyach sheni, but afilu, now what goes out from the tank alone.
Yeah, whatever goes back up.
Yeah, yeah, now it's open already. Now the flap is open. The flap is open and the water is running through. So the water that is running through is because it's open already. So there's nothing holding it back. So the water, that means the water that was close to the flap. So when he opened up the flap, that's called his koyach. But the water that wasn't close to the flap was over the flap. So when that water is
not maybe where close to how where the fog is or whatever.
Okay, so our it's not muchach that it should be a psikereish already. Perhaps that what you say is Taka makes sense. You said to flush with a shinui could be what helps the situation, because in Emerson, this eighth of a shinui, we have the same problem by refrigerator. By opening a refrigerator, so the chash is that the first blast of hot air, that means, let's say the thermostat is set, that if it will be a masha who warmer, it's going to, that will activate the thermostat. So the first blast of hot air that you bring in will activate the thermostat. The second, the door is open now and hot air is coming, that's already a grome. That's not your koyach, that's a kersheni, kersleesh. So the problem was the first blast. So it's very interesting that there was a sefer from Rabbi Yonishan Steib, Zechayna Lebroche. So when he spoke about a refrigerator, he said to open it up with a shinui. So you're saying something, you must happen to a good thing. So forget, so he wanted... This is the longest, this is a major dekechidish, because we understand shinui. If I do a malocha with a shinui, so that takes away the chutz. It's not kedarka, it's with a shinui. Here, lechoyre, the malocha is not, I'm doing it. The air is called my maise. So now when I opened it up with a shinui, lechoyre is not so poshet, that's called there was a shinui in the malocha. There was a shinui in opening up the refrigerator. But could be it was not a shinui. But Kaponim, he says the same thing. He says this, so maybe this will be a very good answer. Rav Nissim Kirelitz is not so keen about this idea. I don't know. Well, but and then this is by a toilet, by a sink. You can also have the same problem, and they bring down by a sink. If you have a sink and you have some insects which are being bent tile in the sink, it's better use another sink. Because, I mean, this can just be a shaila putting down the water. Yeah. Okay, that's this halacha. Now, let us see Sifyut. Kol chayo boremes shem noishchen umemisem vadai. Now we're going to talk about different types of nivroim, of remosim and chayis, shem noishchen umemisem vadai. They're zikha dangerous. That means if they bite, it's sakonas nafoshes. Neherogim b'shabes. We'll finish this if we'll try to explain this vaday over here. But here means poshet. These are poisonous snakes, animals, and the shehem kigoyin the mishabusa gain kelev shayta v'chiyai gavne. You have a kelev shayta, which is, if he bites, it's a konos nefoshes. Nerogim b'shabes. So these nivroim are dangerous to society. That means these are memisim. So nerogim b'shabes afilu ein rotzin achrob. I'm allowed to kill them in Shabbos. I'm allowed to kill them in Shabbos. These chayas. I feel like they're not chasing me. I'll see them in Shabbos. I feel like I run after them, so they run away from me. That's irrelevant. But these chayas are a Muslim, are a danger, a life-threatening danger to society. So Mamela, there's a mitzvah to kill them. I'll speak of the voices. Nerogim b'Shabbos afilu ein rotzim achrov. Ushal mazikin, but other mazikin, who are mazikin, but they're not memisim. They're mazikin, they're painful, but they're not memis. Kigoin nochosh va'akrov v'mokoim she'ein memisim. They are not memis, but they're painful. Im rotzim achrov, so if they're chasing him, mutal lahogom. So now, again, to remind ourselves, we hear the halacha by a parosh, who is also an issa of Natilas Neshama. So the whole heter to one matter to kill it, only matter to take it off. Because so the Mishnah Berurah, if it's on his goof and they bid him, so you have to take it off. Well, matter the issa tzeder, it's a b'minei nitzed. We must only say that, and that's it, not more than that. Here, if they are chasing him, and it's not maimis, he's allowed to kill them. Because the tzar from their bites is much more painful. And here, we'll see Chazal were makel to kill them, even though killing them is a isa darabonam. So we'll see in some halachas in Tzricha Legufe, he doesn't need the Netilas Neshama. He just wants that they should not bother him. But they were matter this. Im rotzim achrov mutal lahogom. V'im lav. But if they're not chasing him, also, you're not allowed to kill them. Now, before we go further, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Im rotzim, lodas harambam. Now, this is the Rambam we had learned before. The Rambam sheet is, a melocha sheinetzricha legufa is chayev. That's the Rambam sheet. So now we have a tremendous problem over here. He has a nochosh that is chasing him. The nochosh might bite him. It's a mokim she'ein meimisim. It's not pikuach nefoshes. It's painful. No, so that it's painful, you're allowed to be machal Shabbos. This is, according to the Rambam, a meloche she'ein tzrich legufe is chayim min ha-toyrev. So we have a problem over here, and we have to address the problem. L'das ha-Rambam, the mechayim b'meloche she'ein tzrich legufe, Sorich loimar dahochi komar. Shar mazikin means she'ein memisin vadai. It's not a vadai that if they will bite him, he'll die. Elohu sofik pikuach nefesh. That's how the Rambam learned. We're speaking about it's not a vadai pikuach nefesh. That means this snake in particular that is chasing him, he doesn't want to get into conversation with the snake. Are you maimus? Are you not maimus? So I'll kopon him, but there's a sofik. He might be maimus, he might not be maimus. So lachem berotzin achrov, they're chasing him. So in order to not to get into any problems, ikir shash sakante vishori. So he's allowed to kill it. That is how the Rambam learned pshat. Miyu lidi don. According to us, the sviralon melocha shein sricha legufe midarabonon hu dasire. We hold a malacha shen tzricha legufim is only also midarabonim. So therefore, I'm saying, so we have a different deal in this halacha. Av she'ein sofik pikuach nefesh klal. So according to us, this halacha applies even though there's no sofik whatsoever. The akrov will bite them, the nochesh will bite them, it's painful. There's no shayla, but there's no pikuach nefesh. Shori mishum tsaro ba'alma kadesh leyuzak, but he has a strong pain, a strong tzar from the neshiche of a nochesh or an akrov. So it's but in the tanisa of the rabbonon because it's a malochesh and tzricha legufa. I'm killing this nochesh. Not I want the Natilus Nesham of the Nochosh. I'm doing it because I don't want to get bitten. So Mamela Tzamalochosh and Tzricha Legufa, which is also Midarabonon, and the Rabbonon took away this Issa Bamokim Targonu. Vidavke. But now we have to understand the Gedorim. V'davke eilu v'chol ki haigavne shemazikin hein betivam. By nature, they're mazikin. Unishichoson, that means they're chasing him. And they are mazikin. Unishichosom nishicha oiketzes. When they bite, it's painful. Elashen dalke lahom is bezeh amokim. So therefore, in this case, we were matter to kill. Masha enken parish delel. We learned about a louse. The whole remosim tanim, all other small insects, kai gavne, daaf al yidei akitzosom lekot tsar kulei hai, there's not, that means we have grades of the tsar, of pain. All the bite of all these insects are not equivalent to the bite of a nochesh or an akrov. Bahani also lahodon. You're not allowed to kill them. Av kshehen oiktsin oisoy. Even though they're biting him. Ela yavrichem mei olav. He should chase them away. So he's not allowed to kill them. And we said, Eliyat Lenu, Fayaparish will and be your baby Zrikenu. So it seems the Issa Tzede, if it's on him and it's biting him, he's permitted to take it off. Now, here in the Dirshu, he brings down again, we have mentioned from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Erechei Shabbos says, that a bee falls into this category. That means even though, unless a person is allergic to a bee bite, if he's allergic to a bee bite, then that goes into Sakonis Nefoshis. But if he's not allergic to a bee bite, so the pain one will encounter from a bee bite is equivalent to the pain of Parushim. It's not equal to the pain of a neshiches nochosh or akrov, so therefore harige is also and say there's only mutag shen oiksemaisom. When the biting came already, then one is permitted to be sought. But till then,
can't be sought like a sort of thing.
That's right. That is right. Agav uche, let me just mention this. It's very interesting. As you're speaking about sukkis. So there are, the Shaila and Sukkis is dependent. There's the Yom Tov of Sukkis Shabbos of Sukkis. Now, Yom Tov is a Moiridike Ha'ore that Rabbi Yankiv said, I'm sorry, Ms. Alman said, they both said the same thing. They said something very interesting. We have, in Yom Tov, we have a concept of Mitoi Shohuta L'Tzoichai Chonefesh, Huta Shalei L'Tzoichai Chonefesh. So that means, well, that's Shitas Beisilu, so that means, Acha Shiochol L'Chol Nefesh, I'm allowed to carry L'Tzoichai Chonefesh. So if it's a Tzoichai Hayoim, I'm also allowed to carry. So Rabbi Yankiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman want to speak about to kill an insect, there's an issa of Nekilas Neshama. Now, Nekilas Neshama, you'll have to shecht in Yom Tov, L'Tzoichai Chonefesh. So if they have a Tzoirech Hayoim, so you should say Mitoir. So that means they have this bee that is very annoying. I know what he wants to do, and so I want to kill him. So l'chayre yontiv, it should be muta als mitoich. It's a tzayre hayayim. So it's very interesting. So Sayreb Yankiv and Sayreb Shlomo Zalman both say this tiktayre. Both say that theoretically it should be muta, lomdus it should be muta, but no one seems to have the broad shoulders to say that it's Sakimot. In London, it's a good story, but they didn't say it. But then I saw in Mechitzas Rabbeinu, they bring down that there was Rabbi Yankiv, there was a mice with someone. Rabbi Yankiv was there, Rabbi Yankiv was martyred to kill in Yom Tov. So it seems when there was Eisa Tzoyrech, Rabbi Yankiv will make it, then you're allowed to kill. So Sukkis and Matis, Yom Tov and Shabbos, Yom Tov, there could be a mokim to kill them. Shabbos. What? Be tight. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I think the way they bring down the mice, they bring down Rabbi Yankiv said, this sick toy. So Rabbi Yankiv said, this sick toy, I'll be tight. So, so, but it's not so bullshit. Now, Olivia, we say may all love. Now, we have further than like this. So, we have here, we're talking about a nochosh and akrov, that the pain is pretty strong. So, we said, in Rotsim akrov, mutalahogo, dimlab also. The Wamata Avo Muta Lindorsom. Here it says Amoyadi Kikula. Avo Muta Lindorsom Lefitumai. That means he's walking along and he sees the snake. The snake didn't see him, but he sees the snake. So he's going to walk over. He weighs 350 pounds. When he walks over the snake, it's ready. It's finished. Havamuta ledolsom lefi tumoi vafilu bimiskaving. That means there's a brachel levoveis, and there's what it looks like for the hamaynam. For the hamaynam, it looks around. He saw it before, and then he's walking around. He looks around. He's talking. He steps over the snake. Oh, yeah, that was what he meant. He meant to kill the snake. He meant it b'chol kavanosay. I will mutter the dolson lefi tumoi b'afilu b'miskaven. But for the people around, he makes it, it should look like he doesn't want to kill them. It just was the feet of mine. The dull son is allowed to be there. He's allowed to trap them. Trap them already is, as we had already, that's a tzeder, it's a b'minei nitzed, and looking size, looking chance at most. So that's a little bit miscommon. The Malachis and I goes not according to the Shinkas Rambam. The Malachis and Sikhla Gufari, Bahochik Shehain Mazikim, they are Mazikim. That's a little bit the Rabban Ulay Gozron, Shehain Hergon Lehedye. If he doesn't kill them, Behedye, so Chazal were mattered to kill someone who's a mazik, a painful mazik. There's two atayim. Either he's chasing you, then you're allowed to go and kill him behind you. Or if he's not chasing you and you're not killing him behind you, it doesn't look like you're killing him. It should look like for someone else. What's pshat in this? Shloyim was a night on the shomer b'mishabes m'miskaven lo yedu l'chalik. That means people will see he's killing an animal. They won't know the lomdus. This is amazing. This tzar. So m'mele people get people. You see a mice, he kills. So Chazal were afraid. They say a meiser that was a chosid. He started saying Shosani Kiltzoni. Why do you say Shosani Kiltzoni? He saw the Rebbe's wife said Shosani Kiltzoni. The Rebbe answered, "Oh, man, stop." The meiser was upon him. Meila made him take meiser. So Meila over here, if he's going to go and kill Behedya, the snake, people will not differentiate that this is a mazik and it's a mitzayel tuve. So therefore, so they were matter only. So for the Hamoinam, it looks like it was done unintentionally. Oh no! Now this is a shrek. The molim ants were shar shpotsim of the mosim. Afilu, now an ant is not a mazik. It's so afilu derech hiluchoi also lidosom nalata step over them. That means you see. You see ants, so you avoid them. You don't step over them. Ba'ech Shabbos speaks about what happens if he's walking and there's a hole. There's a blockage of ants. There's a whole bunch of ants there. It's not so posh. It's not so posh. It's a secret. She's going to kill them. I mean, he advises Yizikha should make a detour and go a different way. He's very much mesupik. But he has a very interesting ha'ore. He says, to step over them is the tilus neshama. Yeah, machalo Shabbos. Perhaps maybe it would be better to push them away. Tiltumukse is the chayyeh better than the tilas neshama malachis and frichel and gufa. If you blow them away, it's no good. It's not a portion to shaylam.
So the same thing, like if you're walking with
chains,
maybe just
chains or something. Oh, it's only a soft thing, so it's mutter. But we're talking about when it's a psychiatry, when there's a whole colony in front of him. Also, laring b'Shabbes shemomish shekayin spin. You're not allowed to kill in Shabbos a spider. Va'av she'omrim ha'olam shusakonik she'noifel b'machol. So the mele, the olam says, listen, he's going to fall into the cholent, and then what's going to be? It's a sakone. Mikol mokim loy borias. It's not so portion. It's a sakone. Vegam yochel lechasa isamacholim. So cover the cholim. So cover all your boxes. There's a whole bunch of spiders that are walking around. So cover the macholim. Lachein yesh limchais biyodom. Bechoshen yesh lizor melari shah l'remosim b'teiloim animtsoim b'peiris. What? They bite? Red ants?